It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Here, we'll do this one. This is a stupid topic. This is going to be a terrible, it's already a terrible
it
podcast.
Is. Yeah, it is.
Here are the best cities to visit this winter if you want someplace warm or someplace cold. 42% of Americans said they're planning to take at least one trip this winter. Where should you go? New study found that the best cities in the U.S. to go this winter if you want someplace warm is Austin, Texas, Dallas, San Diego, Las Vegas, and Tampa. Tampa, really? Have you ever been to Tampa?
Yeah, Sarasota's kind of like 45 minutes south of Tampa, so we spent a lot of time in Tampa.
I really don't have any desire to go to Florida. I don't.
It's weird, man. The Florida thing, you know, let's go back to 2004. That's when I graduated high school. There's nothing that I wanted more than to go to Florida.
Yeah, all of us
did. That's exactly what I did. I graduated, I hung out for like a couple weeks, and I was like, Dad, Mom, going to Florida. Taking that graduation money, and I'm going to go blow it in Florida. So that's exactly what I did. I drove down there. Dude, I couldn't come back fast enough. I spent 6 months down there. So I have
what a great financial decision there.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. There goes like 10 grand. So half my family lives in Florida.
Uh-huh.
We'd go down there on vacation. You always see the great things about Florida on the vacation because you're only there for 5 days.
Yeah, it's like Vegas.
Yeah, so you spend all the time doing all the cool, fun stuff. What you don't realize is when you actually live there, you see all the behind-the-scenes shit, which is ridiculous.
The day-to-day life, yeah.
Right, which is ridiculous people, drugs, and the pace of life there is, it's one of two, extremely fast or extremely slow.
Yeah.
There's really old people, and then there's drug addicts.
So many old people
so
in Florida.
So it's like, yeah, I got the full gist of Florida living there for 6 months, and I'm like, damn, dude, I really want to go back home. So I came back quick.
Yeah.
As far as going there in the winter, though, weather-wise, it's beautiful.
But is it, though? Is it, like, so great? It gets humid as balls down there.
Not in the winter, though.
Yeah, I guess in the winter. If you're going in the winter, and I know a lot
summer
of people.
Summer is brutal.
A lot of people here go down to Florida. There's a lot of, you know.
They should literally just make a train that goes right from Michigan straight down to Florida.
Just straight through.
And that train would be packed every single day.
It probably
it's insane.
If I were to think of like warm places to retire, which I don't know, in my mind, like I don't really feel like when I retire, I want to be in a warm place. Of course, I say that every winter, I'm like, dude, but I'm active in the winter, snowmobiling, skiing, you know, I
like
enjoy
the change of season. I
do
like
too.
The different seasons.
I do too. But I wouldn't have any desire to go to Florida. I'd want to go to like Texas, California, something like that. I'm surprised California didn't make that list.
Here's a question I asked, who did I ask? My mom yesterday?
And Las Vegas, really? I guess this is for visiting, just over the winter.
Okay.
You know, not for moving to, so you know.
Then those aren't really bad choices.
What were you saying about your hot mom?
So my hot mom, I asked her yesterday, how did you get so hot? No, I was asking her, is there a place, is there a state, is there a city that has the four seasons, but winter is only like 2.5-3 months long, but... This is, you got to throw this scenario in there. It's got to snow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like feet of snow.
Yep.
And it does that for like 2.5-3 months, and then it kind of changes back into spring again.
Yeah.
Is there a place like that? I first thought was like, oh, yeah, Tennessee. But no, it doesn't really snow in Tennessee.
No, it's more ice.
You know?
Same thing with like Missouri.
So you got to go a little bit north, right? So where?
Good spot.
Colorado?
Colorado. And actually, there are some spots you get out to like... any place where you can go up into the mountains.
Right.
Arizona, Utah.
Because there are places you can literally go swimming and ski the same day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Where it's hot enough, it's warm enough. I believe Arizona's a good spot for that, where you do, and you got to take a couple hour drives up to the mountains, but you can go up there and pretty much ski like year round.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, you have those spots. And also, too, like up there, like you always see people like skiing and or snowboarding and just like shirts. And,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's nice.
Yeah, you get sunburned.
Yeah.
Too.
So yeah, there are places, but again, you can't, it's either going to be shitty for half the year and nice for half the year, or, you know, you got spring. But when you think about summers here, we really get like 4 good months where it's, you know, really nice.
If the amount of time that the season spent, you know, through the year, if we could switch winter and summer, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Give me like 6 months of summer.
6 months of summer, 6 months of winter. Whew, that's a lot of winter though.
It's a lot of winter.
But if I have a good summer, though, what sucks is when you have like a crappy summer or a shitty fall, then it really just extends. And spring, too. You know, if it's a long, if like this past spring, dude, that made winter long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a long winter this year. But then you really appreciate the summertime, and that's what people get. I think people that live in constant warm weather, I don't think they, like, maybe they make the most of it, maybe they don't, or it's more spread out because they have all the days. I will say, when I was in California, I loved it, dude. It was sunny. Some days were fucking hot, and I was like, oh my God, this sucks. It didn't rain for like 6 months while I was out there, 6-7 months.
Yeah, but it doesn't get Florida hot, does it?
It can. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it drier?
It's, well, with the ocean there, it helps out. It's not as, like, you get that nice breeze and everything like that. You can go to the coast and have a really nice day.
Never been to California.
Oh, shit, it's hot. Holy shit. California, I loved. I absolutely loved it, man. And there's so much coastline there, and it really is. The people there, you go inland, it's not as bad. There's a lot of weird people in California. Never been to Northern California. I'd love to go to Northern California. See, now, there's also a part of me. I'd love to live in, like, Seattle or, like Washington State. I love the rain. I love the rain. I love that kind of weather.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also because I'm not in it all the time.
You get too much of it, man. You end up killing yourself. Seriously. That suicide rate in Seattle.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And they blame it on the clouds and the gloomy days and the rain.
You're not getting enough vitamin D, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So like there, I don't know if I could just live in a place that's always hot. I feel like I would get bored.
I think I know the answer to this question.
What's that?
And my buddy told me this. I think I've told you this before, too. Aruba. Aruba, I think the temperature flexes like 6 degrees all year round.
Really?
It's like 75 and sunny, like 99% of the time.
Actually,
in Aruba.
Actually, Ireland is that way too. Ireland does get colder, but snow is not typical there. It's technically like a tropical climate because they're, you know, surrounded by water and where they're at. So
it
doesn't get crazy hot. It doesn't get crazy cold. It's just kind of in that middle. But I'm actually fine with it. Like, sweater weather is great.
Oh, yeah,
you know, jeans and a light flannel jacket.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm a 75. Kind.
Yeah, sunny.
75 and sunny.
See, now, I like, if I'm fishing, I love like sunny and 80, 85, somewhere I know I can jump in the water and it's just perfect.
Yeah.
Like 75 can actually still be kind of cold. You know what I mean?
Depending on the wind.
Yeah,
where you're
everything.
At.
Yeah. So I don't know. Let's look up where's the best place to live. Where's the best place to live?
Let's go. Let's do the show from Aruba.
But for seasons. Do we want to do seasons or best place to live in general? Let's say best place to live for all seasons. Let's see what we got here.
Tell me, it's got to be like Denver. Yeah, it's got to be Colorado or somewhere in the middle of the United States. Because I'm thinking a place where you don't have to go up in the mountains. Like literally it just snows for like two months. Season changes. Ow. Damn it.
All right. I'm currently, let's see. Chicago's on this person's list. Denver.
We'll click out of that one because that's not right.
Fuck
Chicago.
Denver has, yeah.
Dude, could you imagine living in Chicago?
I kind of did. I was in the suburbs and I interned down there. Here's the thing about Chicago is that there's always something to do. That's what I will say.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
It is.
Hell.
It's very, but usually the pay is higher.
Paid,
you know, it does. Most people, not everyone though. Yeah, I interned there when gas was like $4.50 a gallon, dude. It sucked. As a college kid, unpaid internship.
You know what bothered me about Chicago? And I don't know if I can ever get over this. It kind of stuck with me. Maybe I have to go back and experience it again. I went to a football game. I went to a Bears game once. And after the game, we just kind of walked around Chicago. We went to a few different clubs. Not clubs, but bars.
Yeah.
And it was one of my first times in Chicago, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. After the game, it was a great game. And I'm walking down the street. I have great posture. I'm just happy to be there. And happy go getting and just kind of looking around, kind of enjoying the scene, looking at people, studying people. Dude, I didn't make eye contact with one fucking person.
This was in Chicago,
you're saying. Chicago. So yep. I'm passing people. Dude, everybody is looking at the ground, getting somewhere, just walking fast.
It is. It's
and it's just like, I'm like, guys, like I just wanted to say something like, hey.
It's that fast-paced lifestyle, though, that people like.
It's they thrive. Weird.
Same thing with New York. Like, I had a blast going to New York. Kiki and I went, but it was visiting. Now, I'm not going to say that. Would I not love a job in radio in New York? Of course. Oh, it's huge. It's a big market. There's people, rock shows and culture and everything. That you go to the cities for all of that, and people thrive on that. I was at a point, I think when I was younger, I really enjoyed that kind of fast pace.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, and things change. You know, it changes.
Yeah,
and
I'm tired
like,
now.
If I get stuck in traffic in Chicago, I lose my fucking mind.
I couldn't imagine.
People do this every day.
I couldn't imagine.
They spend an hour and a half in the car every day going to a job and then an hour. Oh, dude, no. No, but that's just where I'm at. Some people thrive on that. Some people, you know, enjoy that. Or they take the train. I would hate to not have a car.
That's what a lot of celebrities now are talking about when they're buying their Teslas.
Yeah.
Teslas just driving in that traffic now.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay, now I can just put on a podcast and just kind of disconnect.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people with Teslas now, like, don't mind traffic jams anymore because they're just watching TV.
Well, and eventually, if all cars are, there won't be traffic jams unless there's an accident. But if technology and AI does a good enough job
there
where
shouldn't be any accident.
It shouldn't be. And, dude, it's human error that causes delays in traffic.
Yeah.
There's this. It's the most infuriating video of the shockwave in traffic where it shows how it starts. And then it's literally, it looks like a shockwave going through. So it stops and then it goes and then you see it. And it's like, oh my God. And for nothing, for no reason.
Idiot drivers.
So if we do have that, so maybe it wouldn't be as bad. Or even in the city, traffic jams won't be a thing because everything is
boom, boom, boom,
automatic.
Boom.
I know I can go into a big city. I can travel to New York. I can travel to Chicago. We're actually pretty fortunate here. We're a, 2-hour train ride to Chicago?
Dude, this is a great spot for a lot of different locations.
And that's
really
why there is. And so I kind of like that. Winters up north can be kind of brutal.
You know what? I think another thing that bothers me about big cities like that is when I do walk around, and I mean, this is inevitable, and I should be thinking about this regardless. But, it makes me feel, I look around at all these people, so many people, and it makes me feel like, dude, I am really just like one of trillions of fucking people walking around. Like, you know, like it makes me feel small.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like unimportant. But at the same time, it makes me think about life. As in like, oh, man, I'm just part of this ant farm, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to start thinking about things that are really important in life.
I do that when, like, you're driving around Chicago and you go past some of the places, Gary, Indiana, and you just see, like, this area, this not even suburban area. It's just all apartment buildings and everything. And it's like, there's people there that live in those apartments.
And
like,
their whole life.
Dude, I'm very blessed in that sense is that I have a nice house.
Yeah.
I got a big yard. Like, my yard is overkill. I have a 2-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it didn't cost me a lot, the area that we live. Yeah. You know, it's an older house. But I have a lot. I have more than enough for Kiki and I. Like, it's more than we need. We have a house big enough to have 4 kids in comfortably. You know what I mean? So there you go. And that's what I have. And there's probably some people in the city that are like, why do you have all that? They got their little studio apartment. And that would drive me nuts now. I'd be like, ugh, where do you go? But then again, you spend your time out and doing it. I don't know. It's just weird.
I think you're right. I think you hit it on the head earlier, though, man. It's like, it's what point are you at in your life?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Can you do the fast-paced thing?
I think I could, but I just, for me now, though, I love the fact that I could go out fishing today, literally in my back, I could go right down the road to St. Joe River and go fishing. Over the wintertime, I can go snowmobiling.
It's got to be better here.
I think for what I like, but that's what we like, though. There's city folk that grew up in New York that would probably hate to go sit on a bucket and ice fish. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And drink cheap beer. You know what I mean?
Think about this, man. We can finish this podcast. You can be home in 4 minutes.
Yep. Oh, dude. Less than four minutes.
You know?
I could go get food, be home on my couch in 5.
Think about this. We're in Chicago. You have to take the elevator. You got to go all the way down. You got to catch a cab if you don't have an Uber ready.
Yep.
Then you get stuck in traffic. Dude, you're home in like an hour and a half.
Yep.
And you live like 4 blocks away.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, ugh.
Well, you know, too, and I think some of the things, and not knocking any of these cities, you do you. Go live in a big city. I don't give a shit.
If it wasn't for the cities, too. I mean, they run this country.
Yeah. When we were, Kiki and in New York, literally, like, one of the first things I saw was some bum shitting in the street. Like, straight up shitting on the street just in front of everyone.
Now what bothered you more? The guy shitting on the street or the eight people just walking by not even acknowledging it?
That's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, it's New York. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then you got crazy people all over the place. I'm like, that's not cool. That's not like, oh, it's part of the New York vibe. I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool to me, like, at all.
It's weird.
Ugh. I left my wallet at a restaurant in New York, and we were already, like, on the trip. Dude, we had to backtrack, so that fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a nightmare.
Did you get it?
Got it back. Got it back, luckily. Thank God it was at a restaurant, you know, so, you know.
Money still in it?
I didn't have any money on me, just cards. Cards, so. Anyway. All right, well, there you go. We went off on such a tangent. By the way, the best places to go for cold weather, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Denver. Anyway. No, I love this area.
Denver's probably got to be the best.
I think Denver is a really cool spot.
Yeah.
And again, you're close to a lot of great things around that area. That kind of west area is pretty cool. Honestly, New Mexico's gorgeous. Arizona's gorgeous in areas. Mm-hmm. And you're close to a lot of things. So, anyway, Utah. Dude, I would live in Lake Tahoe tomorrow.
Yeah. You've lived in a few different spots.
I have. I've been in, lived in Missouri.
You could do it a lot better than I could.
Illinois, California.
I think I'm a homebody, man.
Yeah.
But you
chose Florida as the first place to go.
I know.
That was
a bad first choice.
It was horrible, man.
Yeah. And it was summer, too.
Yeah. Ugh.
Dude, it was brutal hot.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
See, if you were in Chicago, you couldn't end this podcast and go rub one out in like 5 minutes.
Oh, dude, I've already started. What are you talking about?